The medium is the message, money makes a dance. Love is the product, the joke is in, the joke is in, the joke is in your pants.
I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural disasters, and eventually the end of the world.
Are you serious?
This is really, I think, maybe like one of the most taboo areas for conversation. I mean, has reason ever held a discussion about the age of consent?
No.
See?
And I would say that's probably one that's radioactive enough.
What are you guys hiding?
Yeah, no, what is true.
A few years ago, I read
teen orgies.
Well, you say teen, and I was reading an article a few years ago. Some members of the extreme religious right were suggesting that young women should get pregnant in their teens and have their children in their teens because they're healthiest, and they will have the support of their parents, and they will be able to raise perfect future Christian children. So,
all right, that was Tim Kavanaugh from Reason Magazine, and in a discussion where I dared to bring up perhaps the most tender issue.
Teen orgies.
In America,
teen orgies.
The age of consent and the sexuality of adolescence, particularly the sexuality of adolescence as it relates to people who are no longer adolescents, in which the person or persons who are no longer adolescents might get together with the younger person.
Particularly in the case of girls who hang out outside Marin High at around 3:30 in the afternoon.
I want to say... I want to say right off the bat that this has nothing to do with my personal life. I recognize that I am old and wretched, and I would not
just
like
old,
to...
Just old, not wretched.
I'm fairly wretched, and I certainly wouldn't want to have some teenage girl giggling at my body. So
really? Do you really think that that would stop you?
You like to have mature women giggling at your body.
Imagine this.
Yeah.
Like you're a powerful man. You ran for president.
I am a powerful man, come to think of it.
Power is very sexy.
Damn it,
exactly.
Powerful.
And it powers an aphrodisiac. Imagine if you actually... like ran for president for real, you're running around like all around the land.
Now that would be the biggest fucking setup for a bust in the world if you were running for president. And I mean, that would definitely be a moment of suspicion. So let me just make it clear once again that I abide by these laws
until you're president and can
change the law.
Of course, if a family decides they want you to marry their lovely young daughter and
then
sire,
a
family
are you?
Tennessee.
And Jerry Lee Lewis had a child bride of 13.
Chantilly Lace.
13.
Jesus.
Yes, and Mick Jagger once saying, "I can see you're only 13 years old. No, I don't want your ID." And now he's, what, Prince of England or something like that. Now, what made me think about all this also was I was watching this show where they're interviewing Deborah LaFave, the hot blonde school teacher.
LaBabe.
Are you
LaBabe?
Really going to like...
But they were feeling, everybody was talking about this kid, this poor traumatized 14-year-old boy.
The
worst thing was the interviewer, I don't remember who it was, said, "Well, it's come out that you've been raped. And what's the difference between what you did to this boy and what happened to you?" And she said, "Well, I was forced." Which is actually very intelligent and seems really obvious. And it amazes me that...
just because he was under the age of 18. Somehow.
And I mean, this seems to be pretty serious in a way because, rape should be taken seriously. And people can't tell the difference between rape and, somebody who might not be old enough to make their own decision.
It's
she said
serious.
No, but she meant
right.
Yes.
It's seriously hot. Let's get this
Steve
straight.
Has his lines
let's
in the sand here.
Well, when I was
it's
12,
probably been 1,000 years since you were 17, are you? But I remember being 17.
I feel 17.
Every time Deborah LaFave walks into the room, you feel 17 all over again.
And he giggles.
And that's the point. There's not a 17-year-old heterosexual male on this fucking planet that wouldn't have not only wished that upon himself, but fantasized it about it every single day since
all right,
pubic
all right.
hair.
We
got
to move beyond. This is the Howard Stern has done
songs
this,
like
this
"Hot for Teacher"
narrative.
Come to mind.
What I'm interested in, though, is I mean, people make this division because he was a boy and it's okay, but then he's a girl, and we have this assumption that girls who are like 13 or 14 or 16 are somehow traumatized by sex, and boys aren't. And I think there's a huge number of girls and women in this world right now who had sex in their early teens. Who and most of them can attest to the fact that they were not traumatized by having sex.
Or,
so I mean, what's the whole discourse about, you know, that sex is traumatic in the first place? And I do assume that, you know, it probably is traumatic for a very young child, but that even that may be what is brought to it by the adults.
It's
with the secrecy.
Yeah, and also what they might face later on with the stigma of having to deal with it. You know, oh, you were molested and everybody's looking at you like there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Or if you were in a society where that was normal, it wouldn't be traumatic at all, probably.
But everybody
may or may not, but we don't know.
Framing is
everybody's relationship with their sexuality is different.
I mean,
obviously.
It's like the semen warriors of New Guinea. Yeah. Remember that story we did for gettingit.com where like the tribe were the part of the ritual of it was a coming of age ritual, right? The male warriors, would ejaculate into the mouths of the young boys, and the boys, in order to become men, they would have to ingest this. I mean, that because you know it's
because
semen,
where else
right?
would they get it?
Which is disgusting. Exactly. I always just ejaculate into a donut and then serve it to the young boys.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the new show Weeds, the youngest son is trying to learn how to do this without leaving a big mess, and apparently he's flushing socks down the toilet, and his uncle suggests using a banana skin. So there you go.
Oh yeah, I saw that actually.
That's supposed to flush easier than a sock?
Yeah, no, you can throw it away.
So, I mean, isn't anybody going to take a militant stand on the age of consent here? We're drifting into NAMBLA territory here. nobody is expressing
I
put the line at 14, but...
In my hometown, there was a teacher that went to jail because he was seduced by a 17-year-old kid. And... You know, the kid knew what he was doing. The kid created the situation. And
what was the situation?
A teacher was sent to prison.
What was the sexual? What was the gender? Male,
they were both
female.
Male.
Ah, see, that's a different story.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's gay. And that we don't like that, no matter what age you're doing it.
I'm sure Jeff doesn't really feel that way, but I don't know for certain.
When I say we, I mean the social.
Yes, no, we don't like that at all. But, you know, I think the point being the guy was 17 and knew exactly what he was doing and certainly wasn't a victim. I still feel that the teacher was the victim in this situation. I'm sure there are some people in my hometown that would disagree with me.
Violently.
We could also...
Also,
17 people don't get so upset about, but when you start 14, 15 people get
well, that's why we should just find a middle ground of 16. 16 seems perfectly...
But going back to this whole rape thing, I mean, how does a woman rape a man anyway unless she's got a dildo and she's, you know...
You're right.
I mean, the kid's got to have a boner. So if he's got a boner, he's not being raped, right? He's enjoying it.
Right.
Isn't that how that works? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess technically if you say no, no means no, right? Just like the feminists say. So if you're
Regardless of your state of arousal, I suppose.
A big heart on and you're saying, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, but you know what? There's hardly
part
a
17-year-old
healthy male that couldn't punch a woman in the face and get her off of him. You know, it's not that
that's
difficult.
The other part of it. Yeah,
he could have fought her off. Is what you're saying.
And guess what? He did it. Why did he? Because he was going.
He didn't want to. And he
you, madre mia.
Didn't she do it in front of his friends too?
No, she said they went into another room. Oh. That there were a bunch of kids in the house.
Yeah,
I guess that would be
wrong.
There were some observers there.
Yeah, I mean, there's gender politics that arise. I think there's. I think I do personally draw a distinction between even if a 17-year-old girl and a 17-year-old guy. I think it's sexist to say that. There are exceptions, but I think that the agenda is a little bit...
it's a little bit different, but I think it's wrong to say that teenage girls aren't ready for sex. Certainly, throughout all of human history, up until the 19th century, women married at 12 or 13 years old.
This is true.
I mean, God, in the 16th century, they had some boy leading a conquering army at the age of 10. So, I mean, the whole idea of adolescence is, in some ways,
context,
cultural artifact.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could make the same argument and say throw a 12-year-old kid into a factory because that's what they did in fucking
I do
Nicholas
make that
Nickleby.
Argument. Throw those
well,
damn 12-year-old
that's
kids into
be,
the factory.
Be perfectly consistent.
Keep them out of your yard, you know? Wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So they got to stop flirting with me because I do stay within the
boundaries
of
your own yard.
Of the law and in my own yard.
Love is the only weapon.
Shit! Are you serious?